Hi and welcome to the Travel Hero podcast by ITB. Are you ready to reveal some superpowers of the great minds of the tourism industry? Here's your host, Nico Gutia.
Today's guest is the wonderful Dr. Jens Waldhof. Jens, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much. Loving it here in the Tesla with you.
You are here at the Travel Hero podcast. Do you consider yourself as a travel hero?
I wouldn't consider me as a hero actually at all. But I love the concept, I love the format, it's a good idea.
Thank you very much. You are CEO and co-founder of Blacklane. So to those people who never heard of Blacklane, what is it?
Blacklane is a global chauffeur service. We started with ground transportation. We are currently covering over 300 cities around the world, to and from airport. Think of being picked up by a chauffeur in a nice car and at very affordable rates. But we also added recently an airport concierge service, which we call Blacklane Pass.
So this means when I landed at, for example, Dubai Airport, then there will be a concierge, somebody who picked me up and
directly from the plane of the door of the airplane, will pick you up with a sign and then channeling you through fast track immigration, help you with the luggage, and then swifting you into the car.
And it's a concept which surely will be admired and desired too, but I guess it's a little bit expensive, am I right?
It is a little bit expensive, so you always need to like ask yourself the question, what is it worth to, for instance, save an hour or two in immigration lines, depending probably whether you travel for business or for leisure, this time might be more or less valuable to you.
It's absolutely.
It's at the end of the day, same as with our chauffeur service, it's still a question of volume. So as bigger the services become, as larger our cities become from a Blacklane volume perspective, also as more the prices will drop. Blacklane Pass is still in its early days, but the Blacklane Classic product is quite affordable in many markets, not far away from taxi pricing, actually.
And I guess the next step in thinking is time is really money.
Yes, for many people it is,
yeah,
right? It's something that everyone has a limited amount of and that can't be changed.
It's funny, when I was younger it was just a claim, time is money.
Yeah.
But in the end, or the older you get, do you remember being a child and the days from the 1st to the 24th of December were like 10 years?
Yeah, even a single day, right?
Yes.
You played and played and played and it just didn't end.
And then today, it's the 1st of December, next day is the 25th,
was
you
just
ruined
shocked
it.
when March started already. Like, yes. I was just still in the mood of January, yeah.
Did you ever wanted to have a person who drives you around, or is a big desire of yourself?
No, I wanted to actually have less stress while traveling. That was the starting point of Blacklane, right? I used to travel myself a lot before, and I still do, but also before, and I was just struggling too often with especially the ground transportation piece, the first and the last mile. While flights and hotels were working nicely and you could also book on platforms quite easily, the ground transportation piece was always a bit missing. Yeah? And that was our intention to change this.
That's good. Whoever has been on an airport coming out and there were 5,000 people holding any names in the air and it's never your name. Always disappointing.
Right.
So good that you are there. Blacklane, why this name?
Well, black actually is pretty standard in the industry. There are only a few exceptions, but in the rest of the world, limousine services, chauffeur services typically drive black cars. Mm. In the US, it's even called black car service.
Oh.
And that was where the part black came from. And then lane was, of course, like we drive on lanes on the street, but also think of fast lanes at the airport. There's a positive connotation to this word lane, and last but not least, also the domain was free. And when you start and you do not have the money to acquire big expensive domains, then you also need to look out for such a thing.
And you're so happy when you found a good name and the address is free.
Right.
Best
right
moment.
right.
Let's talk about today's mobility. Are you happy, or is there a lot to make much better?
Well, I think we are still only at a fraction of percentage what could be possible. But compared to like a decade or so ago, we made huge improvements out there. And think of all the mobility services that you have at your fingertips today, from car sharing over those chauffeur services like Blacklane, but also bike sharing and scooters now.
And everywhere.
So you can now navigate a city in a foreign destination that was never possible before, just by technology, just by smartphones. And that's a major win, I think, for the industry in general. Actually, also every mobility player in this mobility service provider should benefit and should appreciate this development, because overall the mobility space is so much becoming bigger and bigger every day. So I think we're on a very good path, but still, if you look at the landscape, it's still like a kind of wild collection of little puzzle pieces that one needs to bring together.
So let's test if you're a good fortune teller. 10 years from now, how will mobility turn out?
Well, I think people will less and less own a car at home that is standing around for 23 of 24 hours. But instead, they will more and more consume mobility services based on the current use case they are in. Of course, you would have the first autonomous vehicles in the mainstream market at that point in time. So some mobility services, some car service will be driven by a machine. I think in 10 years from now it's realistic to assume so. And overall, it becomes so much easier for you to get around. I think you will also see like a mass market and what you can hear out there as being the Amazon of transportation, some players who really put more and more services together, and mobility becomes a commodity. And then on the other end of the continuum, you will still see premium mobility as a differentiator.
What about rural zones, rural areas?
Oh, they will also be served by totally different concepts. And those also most likely need to be subsidized by the governments, because if you just let everything of this go into private hands, then the inner city mobility is of course much more worthwhile to play in, while the other one might at the first glance not be very profitable.
Autonomous cars driving themselves by artificial intelligence is a future tip, but Blacklane isn't in this row, right? You want to have the person in front.
No, it depends on the type and the nature of the ride. If you think of a short distance ride around the corner, or let's think, say 10 miles or so, you do not need anyone. What Blacklane and especially Blacklane's chauffeurs are good in is think more than just holding steering wheels, but offer you services, yeah. Being empathetic, being emotionally intelligent, and kind of reading your desire and what you need next before even you might know. Yeah, but organizing your day and helping you to get your restaurant table at night, and checking you in the hotel, and making your laundry, and organizing your coffee in the morning, your favorite one. These kind of little things, I think, will never go away if you think premium. Right?
Sounds like the best version of a best friend.
yeah, exactly. Without the downside to it. Yeah.
All right, but how do you find these people?
Well, I think if you see a chauffeur today, a Blacklane chauffeur, and compare her or him to a regular driver, be it a taxi driver or other ride-hailing drivers, you can sense that they have more of a service mentality. They do not feel like being a driver. That's why they also they are proud to say they are a chauffeur, not a driver. Because they do have this service mentality, and they think further, and they want to serve you much more than just the pure driving experience.
You make it 5 stars.
We try.
What does your friends say to your job? And do they use Blacklane?
Depending on the use case that my friends have, and I'm also not always using Blacklane, right? I also love to share a car or jump into the S-Bahn here in Berlin, public transportation, depending on my current use case. No, many of them are friends and family, of course, also enjoying Blacklane when they travel on longer distances. And I think they are proud of what we have achieved here with Blacklane, and they would wish to see me probably more often, same with my family, but this is the downside of it, but it's big fun.
You're in the 8th year of Blacklane.
Yes.
Happy?
Super happy. Yeah. Every single second, it couldn't be better.
Really?
Oh yeah.
More countries, more cities.
Yeah, yeah, and it's never getting boring, and there are so many things still ahead of us, and I still have the feeling we haven't even really started yet.
Is the normal, for example, German person ready for the future?
The normal, no. No, but you find some here and there who really think around the challenges of the future and preparing, and those are going to be the successful ones.
The next generation of people in travel industry, what do they need?
I think they need flexibility more than ever before. They do not accept a service that is just halfway through of what they need. They will jump immediately to another service if they find it to be better. Brand loyalty is going to become more and more difficult and challenging. So you really need to cater to those younger people needs, and then you're going to be successful. If you suck, then you're out.
This goes in general for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
So for people asking you, what is your job? What do you answer?
Working for Blackline and building a global company that takes the stress out of travel. We are based in Berlin and having 400 people there and in other markets, and continue to grow this.
And are you afraid about the idea that for 10, 15 years no one will have a driver's license anymore?
No, I'm not afraid of this. So you might, for very special occasions, even an autonomous vehicle would probably not be capable of delivering such a ride. So you will always have drivers for some very special routes. But the mainstream will be driverless, and therefore you also do not need driver licenses. And the today's chauffeur is then becoming more of a concierge type of person.
Yeah. Have you been a chauffeur for Blackline? Have you tried it?
Driving myself?
No, driving other.
Driving others. We are doing this and trying this on a regular basis, but it's heavily regulated as well, right? So you would need to have all those special licenses, but way beyond the pure driver license.
Very good. Which one?
Actually, it's called in Germany. It's called the Personenbeförderungsschein, and you have to have a taxi license, taxi and limousine service license. And back in the day, 8 years ago, my co-founder Frank and I, we applied for such a license, and we went through all the tests and seminars to get to it, and we got it. So we could also have started a taxi firm.
Very good. Yeah. And you know what the people you need had to do.
Say that again.
I said, and you know what the people which you will give jobs had to do.
Yeah, and that is the most difficult part. I knew it from the back seat where we are currently sitting here, but it was difficult to understand what's in the mind of the person sitting in the front row.
What's your favorite car to drive?
To drive myself or to be driven in?
Oh, give me both.
I think to be driven in, and that's also the reason why it's probably the most favorite one in our network, is indeed the Mercedes, the E and the S class. It's the most comfortable one from a passenger perspective. I'm driving actually a large Volvo that is capable of holding three kids in it. And I really enjoyed driving it. It's also a very comfortable feeling. It's a hybrid, so basically everything in Berlin is being electric, and that's a very nice feeling.
When? Seems we take some more time than we should need.
For the electric?
Yes.
When they are hitting the streets, you mean?
Yes. In big time.
Well, I would say like in 2-3 years you are going to have enough competition also from other automotive manufacturers to compete with this Tesla here, and then you will also see it much more often in the mainstream market. Blackline already serves what we call green class in 30 cities, which is just 10%, but the largest cities that we have, and it's very successful and very much appreciated.
Who is your personal superhero?
Batman.
Why?
Because he's the only superhero that is a superhero without having superpowers.
Oh yeah, well,
right? He's just inventing all of that stuff.
Cool. Do you like inventing stuff?
Yes, I love. I love to invent stuff. There's so many ideas around and so many things you could improve. Life is just too short to take a lot of them.
Can you give us a glimpse? What was your biggest invention?
Blackline.
Ah, okay. Well, that is successful, as we see.
Yeah.
And who should listen to this talk? Who should listen to your words?
Everyone who is interested in some components of the travel industry and future transportation and how we think it's going to evolve.
And if there's outside a listener has the biggest and best idea ever, how can he reach you if he wants to, or she?
Or just send me an email to jens.voltov@blackland.com, and that would be the easiest. Probably, or come to the office in Berlin. I'm most often in the headquarters here in Berlin, and having a coffee with me.
That sounds good. So to everyone who has a good idea, go out. And Jens, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you too.
Thanks for listening to the Travel Hero podcast by ITB. If you like what you heard, make sure to check in soon again and subscribe to our channel to know when it's time to reveal another Travel Hero story.